You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside of our area of expertise, a sci-fi idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together.
DC Bradley.
Robert E. Johnson III.
And I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, so you guys each brought an idea?
Yes.
No, you know I don't come to this thing with ideas. I'm on the spot, man.
Okay. So you want to go first or you want me to go first?
All right, I got it. Yes, I have a very great idea.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you know, you ever play The Sims?
I played Sim City when I was a kid. I don't know if I ever played The Sims, but I know what it is.
Okay.
Sims is the shit.
Yeah, you know The Sims? Okay.
Yes.
So my idea is for every woman under the age of 18 to have like a red star on the top of their head, like The Sims, so you won't get in trouble.
You mean in real life?
In real life.
A red star.
Yeah, girls under 18.
So, you know, to stay away from them and not hit on them in the club or whatever.
Exactly. Girls develop very young now. It's
the milk.
Right.
It's the milk and and all the stuff they put into the chicken these days. It's,
you know what I heard it was? Is obesity. Obesity makes little girls go into the, have their first period sooner.
I think
younger.
It's the steroids and chicken, to be honest.
Whatever. It could be more than one thing. Yeah.
There's an array of things.
Do they put steroids in chicken?
Did you see how big these chickens are these days? I'm amazed at how big the KFC chickens and Popeye's chickens is putting out these days. This shit is amazing.
Well, they're big fat, not big, gonna beat you up chickens, right?
They might.
It might be going that way one day.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Because he was chasing your ass and he was going to rob you. That's a stupid joke.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be stereotypical on MLK Day talking about chicken.
Great holiday.
I apologize.
Yeah, I didn't even realize this was going to be on MLK Day when I...
When you got two black people.
Two black guys. You knew.
No, seriously. The third guy canceled. And then, I ask about 10 people to do the episode,
right.
And you happened to be the two that agreed to do it. So I hope I didn't pull you away from some festivities or whatever.
But you see, I came late, so I mean, I'm celebrating in my own way.
There we go.
So your idea has a red dot over their head or on
like
their
the
head?
It's a red diamond that hovers 2 or 3 feet over their head.
So I'm thinking of like Indian women who have the dot on their head.
Oh no!
I think that's like the opposite. I think they don't have it as kids, but then they have it once they're married. So you want the opposite of that?
Yeah, to keep you from looking, man. You ever talk to some girl and she lie about her age? It will stop a lot of things.
That and like nowadays they'll let a 19, 20 year old into the bar these days.
Yeah.
Like they can drink. Like you're not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Like, go home, play a Barbie or something. You ain't supposed to be here right now.
Yeah, I don't go to clubs, but last time I was at a comedy club, there was like a little kid sitting in the front of the row, in the front row. It was the Toledo Keith Bergman show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I have my jokes about what did I do?
That's when you're supposed to do your dirtiest stuff.
One of them had if I lose a testicle and then lose an eye, I want to use a testicle as a fake eye, blah, blah, blah. But so I'm talking about testicles and stuff in front of a
That's when I
girl.
Bring out all the dirty pussy jokes that I have in my repertoire. Just, oh, you got a 15-year-old here? Perfect. Now.
Now, you might find this weird, but when I was a kid, I had a birthmark right here. And it was dark. It looked dark like a, I don't know. It just looked darker than the rest of my face. And it went away somehow. And my parents thought it was because when I was a teenager, I had really bad zits and I took a bunch of pills. So when I was a teenager, they thought it's the pills messed with my skin or whatever mm-hmm. and got rid of it. But maybe I could be like the a test case. Like they could figure out what happened and they could do that to girls on purpose so that they have like a mark, not above their head, but on their head.
On their face.
That's some next level Scarlet A type stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, how, did you ever see that movie or read that book?
Read the book. Read the book.
Was it an A? Oh, A for adultery, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were very nice about it. They could have called her a whore.
So, yeah, let's just drag on this awkward part. Show how good I am as a radio guy.
Do you want the birthmark back?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm glad that it's gone. Okay. I'm starting to grow gray there. Oh. Like, that's where the first spot where I'm getting gray, I think.
It's a sign of maturity, going gray.
So, I guess when I'm older, that'll be like, dead. Like, I'll die, and that'll be like my weak spot that causes me to die is that little spot on my head.
No.
It was just wrong my whole life.
Interesting theory.
And that, yeah, I want to do that to girls.
Put something on their face when they're not 18, and then it just magically disappears on their 18th birthday?
Yeah, well, mine went away sometime in my teenage years, but if you find photos of me when I was little, like, they would take at school.
Right.
I had it went, like, almost down to, like, where my nose is, but it was, like, near where the sideburn is on one side of my face. It was a dark blotch. Yeah.
You should get a tattoo to
to put it back on.
Yes.
To look younger again.
Just like white Tyson. Just put like the Tyson tattoo with like just gray. That would be cool.
That would be sweet, man.
All right, so I came up with my on the spot idea.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the idea. So they should come up with like an app for like when you smoke weed, like it's just on your phone. But like as soon as you start smoking, like you hit the app and then the app just lets you know, like, stop being paranoid. Like, there's no cops here. Every 5 seconds, just like, oh, okay, cool.
So it beeps or vibrates your phone to remind you to look at the phone.
Mm-hmm. And then it tells you, relax. Because some of this stuff nowadays is just way too strong. You'll be looking at the peephole for the whole time. Like, okay, are they
Somebody's
here?
Coming.
What was that?
And of course, one of your friends is going to fuck with that app. And it's going to, one day it's just going to say, run.
As fast as you can. That's a great idea.
Or if the battery's dying on your phone, you'll be paranoid. You'll become paranoid once the phone dies. So you're paranoid about your future paranoia.
Or maybe it alerts you. Maybe it tells you there's no police. Or just in case, it tells you like they're like 5 like feet away from your door.
Be prepared.
Relax.
Yeah, I had a cop wandering in my yard this weekend. I was just sitting there watching TV, and the cop walks by. And what it was is there was a bunch of junk that had gotten – I live near Belleville Lake. There was a bunch of junk that had blown out onto the lake. And my yard is the only yard that you can walk all the way down. So I think he was just trying to see what the hell happened, like why there was so much trash out on the – right. Ice on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or he put like a tracker and he's just going to spy on everything I do in my house.
Could be.
Suspect number one. Wouldn't put it past him, man. He was invading your privacy. You should have asked him for a search warrant.
But yeah, that is a little disconcerting, even though I have no reason to fear a cop.
No, there's never a good reason unless you've been like, black your whole life. And then, like, maybe.
I agree. Then there's numerous reasons why you should be afraid of cops.
So your app would only apply to pot. There's no other, like, I don't know all the other drugs and which ones make you paranoid or,
you know,
psychedelics, maybe you could have a bad trip.
That's a good question. But then, like, if you were, like, tripping on, like, a mushroom trip, you might think your phone is, like, an alien or something. Like, I don't know, like, what you may think your phone is. In that case, you might not want that app because it's beeping off telling you, oh, you're fine. Like, oh, am I?
You're fine. It'll say you're fine and this is not an alien.
Right. Oh, shit. Right. It's an alien trying to trick me.
Or it might be like denying that you are an alien just makes you think that they are an alien even more. Like, it has the opposite effect, of the intended effect. So would you charge for this app?
Oh, why would you charge? Just let it be free.
Free app.
Yeah.
No advertising, right?
Just for the people.
You could advertise, like,
free app for the people.
Bongs or whatever paraphernalia people use nowadays. Selling that type of stuff. Yeah.
So yeah, that's my on-the-spot idea.
You were inspired. You said earlier, inspired, right? Inspired on-the-spot idea.
It was a great idea.
Thank you.
Great idea.
Okay, this is why I invite four people or three guests, because...
Need another idea?
My idea I think we can drag on for a long time. Okay, so there's been a lot of things over the past dozen or so years about steroids and other cheating in sports. And the problem with steroids is that they do make the players more interesting to watch, but it's cheating. So you don't want them to cheat.
All for it. Amp them up.
Oh, yeah. So there's always been a lot of conversation, like, why don't we just make it legal in the sport? That way it's not cheating.
It's because people are like, I want to be as pure as possible. And, like, okay, but some people want to see the ball hit to the next stadium in the next state. So, true. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the things against it, yeah, they want to preserve the legacy of the current game. Like, they don't want somebody to break Babe Ruth's record or whatever just because of the steroids. And then the other thing is the health effects. But to me, I think that steroids and other performance-enhancing substances, I think that's great because it inspires doctors to invent technology that can help everybody. Because, like, most modern medicine is, like, for when you're already ill. Like, there's not huge incentives to develop drugs that help healthy people or help them maintain health, except for in athletics.
Right.
So I think if we had maybe not the same sports, but new sports where performance enhancing drugs were allowed, it could really help humanity.
Or pure steroid leagues.
Yeah.
Where the people who use steroids
only go there. That's a good idea.
Yeah, or you can, for existing sports. Yeah.
But some sports you couldn't use them in all sports. Like lingerie football league, I wouldn't want steroids in that.
No,
right? Or the Brazilian beach women's volleyball team. I wouldn't want steroids in that either.
So yeah, the other thing is, Most sports, they limit human enhancement. They also limit equipment enhancement. Like, there was the Tom Brady with the football. He deflated the football too much or whoever it was.
Deflate gate.
And
it's
so,
always a gate. It's always a gate. Yeah.
So my idea is basically to allow human enhancement and equipment enhancement in a new set of sports, and I call it the Innovation Olympics. And so basically you would divide – you would have an Olympic event like some running or swimming or a typical Olympic-type event. Mm-hmm. And there would – it would be in a category. And so there would be four categories. One is no human enhancement, no equipment enhancement. That's basically the normal Olympics. And there are like some exceptions to that, like let's say – golf, because I know you probably both love golf.
Very much, man.
Oh, yeah.
Golf is a sport where the golf club, there is some innovation allowed. They can try to use like titanium instead of some other, whatever other metal they use, aluminum or. But for the most part, most sports, they might allow a tiny little bit of innovation in the technology that they use, but not much. But so. So the one category would be like the current type of sport where there's almost no equipment innovation, no human innovation. And human innovation could be steroids. It could be genetic engineering. It could be like surgically implanting like a third arm on a person, like just ridiculous shit, like or stretching out your legs like they do to little people to make them taller, like.
Right.
Like things like that, giving somebody a heart that's bigger, like crazy futuristic shit that they might be able to do. And so one of the categories would be you allow stuff like that to the human innovation, but you don't allow equipment innovation
in sports.
And then the vice versa, you allow equipment innovation, but you don't allow steroids or any human innovation. And then the fourth category would be you allow both. So a particular event would fall into one of those four categories.
What type of events are you thinking, though?
So I want to get into the types of events. So they're Olympic-type events. So they involve a person. So no automated robots.
Right.
It involves a person in a physical contest, like moving a ball from a place to a place, going really fast, shooting something, controlling a robot that fights, or a car, or whatever.
I'm just thinking of like Cyborg from Teen Titans, like competing in the Olympics right now, like how amazing that would be.
Just him against regular people, or like a whole bunch of cyborgs?
A whole bunch of cyborgs.
Now that would be sweet. That would be sweet.
I'm not sure.
The javelin throw would be amazing.
We're trying to promote innovation, but it's still sports. So, like, one type of innovation is, design an energy efficient house. That wouldn't be a sport. It wouldn't be in the Olympics. It's still a physical spectator sport.
Right.
Even it's promoting innovation, but the rules are simple. You just move a guy or a robot from here to there the fastest, whatever. Typical Olympic-type sport. Okay, they all involve humans. Since it involves technical innovation and it's part of the actual event, there'll be more companies trying to sponsor events and advertise and actually build the equipment. Like right now in the Olympics, you'll see like Coca-Cola is sponsoring some team, but
right. The
sport has nothing to do with Coca-Cola.
Right.
But if the sport involves steroids, and steroids are legal, and so there's a drug company who sells steroids, they're going to promote that event.
I can't wait till we reach that point in the future where there's like name brand steroids, like advertising.
Or let's say not a steroid, but in the robotic exoskeleton that makes you really strong,
exactly.
Like so you can jump 30 feet in the air. Like whatever company builds that, they're going to sponsor that event. They're going to put a lot of money into it.
That commercial would be awesome.
Yeah.
Not to derail, but I feel like we're approaching that with marijuana. Like in a few years, we're going to have like name brand sponsors of weed. Like we have Bud Light sponsoring the NFL. There's going to be a marijuana company that sponsors a major event.
Well, like in Colorado and California where it's recreational use is legal, do they have like TV commercials?
Wow.
I would think.
That's awesome.
That's got to be weird. You'd think I would have seen one on YouTube or something if they had them, though. Because people, it just seems so weird to see a...
Maybe a couple. We might be a couple years away, but I think we're approaching it. For
sure.
We're
close.
So, the other thing, you can have events which aren't technically possible yet, but likely will be soon with future technology. So basically, I'll get into an example later, but you could have an event where no team finishes and just no team medals because it's just a goal that we know that soon we're going to have the technology and we're just going to see people try and fail. And that's whoever comes the closest maybe wins or whatever. And so a lot of the events will be dangerous and deadly, maybe not. Deadly, but like skateboarding, like white people stuff where they're jumping on 50-foot ramps or whatever. It's dangerous.
If it was made of like robot versus robot, then you can make it dangerous. You can put like two robots fighting over a sharp pit like type thing, then that will work.
Yeah. And part of the reason I make it, they're intentionally dangerous is because we want people to get hurt because we're promoting innovation. So we're not only promoting innovation in the playing of the event, we're promoting innovation in the recovery from the injuries from the event. So part of the showing of the Olympics, the Innovation Olympics, would be like they would have these montages of people who were injured in the past and the technology of making them better, and the Olympic Committee would pay for it if somebody got injured playing in the Olympics. And there's a goal to get a certain amount of people injured in the Olympics. It sounds horrible when I say it that way, but the goal is to push the boundaries, right? And so that you're pushing the boundaries of performance, you're also pushing the boundaries of what we can do to have people recover. And one of the things that I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Jackass or skateboarding type shows. And I think people don't really think of it that way, the way that wouldn't have been possible 30 years ago, what they do, because there wasn't the technology to fuse their bones back together with screws and whatnot. So we've already seen in skateboarding type stunts, and like we haven't realized it, but we've seen how increased medical technology can allow us to push the bounds of a sport and make it more spectacular and make the jumps higher and whatever.
Right.
We just didn't notice really as a society. We didn't watch we saw Jackass and we just laughed because it was stupid. We didn't think about, modern technology is making this possible and how great that is and how it's helping people who get in car accidents.
Right.
The technology of fixing dumb skateboarders' knees is going to actually help grandma who falls and breaks her hip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to get to some event ideas.
I'm thinking of how crazy though that event would be, because nowadays, like, when we saw Tony Hawk do a 720 or whatever trick that he was doing at the time, we were like, this shit is fucking amazing. But to imagine a robot just continuously spinning, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Some things, yeah, the robot, it doesn't have the drama because it doesn't matter if they...
At a certain point, it's not going to feel real and we're not going to be attached to it anymore, I feel.
Yeah, so most of the events wouldn't be just a person controlling a robot. There might be a few, and like I said, no artificial intelligent robots. So there's always at least a person controlling it with a joystick or something. So it's a human event.
Right.
there was that Hugh Jackman movie with the fighting robots.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still a human event. And I think, yeah, if there's no human in it at all, it's not as exciting. And it might be exciting, but it's not in my Innovation Olympics. It's right. not mm-hmm. what I want. So the first event, I call it the human battering ram. So it allows equipment innovation, but no human innovation. So basically, I almost did this as an idea when Karim Sheik was on. He's a comic who was a former police officer. Mm-hmm. So my idea is for a battering ram, which is basically like that people can get inside. Like, you know, those like Chinese dragons in parades and like if you're picking up a canoe and the canoe is upside down, you can sort of get inside of it. Mm-hmm. So the idea is you have, for this event, you have like a series of walls that you've got to push through. And there's like four or five people in this upside down canoe battering ram. And so when they get to a wall and they're going to push through the wall, they've got to tuck their feet up inside of it. So there's a bunch of technology and like having them know when to lift up their feet in the actual battering ram itself. And so as they're running, the first guy would have to lift up his feet when he got to the wall. And then once the first guy is through the wall, the second guy has to lift up his feet. And then the first guy can put his feet back down once they're through the wall. But they're running. They're doing that really quick. So it's like hurdles, but instead of jumping over a hurdle, you're plowing through a wall. So that was one idea. It's a human battering ram. And you could either have it a speed contest or you could have it the walls that they batter through get thicker and thicker, and they got to try to break through the strongest wall. And I think there was a similar type of a contest, like those crazy Japanese game shows. There was one of them where they had to run through a wall with four doors on it, but like
only one of them could go through.
Yeah, only one of them was paper.
I remember that show. Yeah,
and they could go through.
But that shit.
The other ones
ridiculous.
Were a solid wall, and they would just run into the wall.
I'm thinking of that show Hole in the Wall, where they had to make the shape.
Yeah. Oh, that was ridiculous too.
Okay, so another event, I call it vertical running, and that allows equipment innovation and human innovation. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jackie Chan movies. A lot of his stunts have been in newer movies, like comic booky type movies. But there was one movie in particular where he's on a corner of a wall, and he's jumping, he's kicking off of one corner onto the other corner, and he's able to scoot up a wall like...
Right, like Spider-Man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, sort of run up a 90-degree corner of a wall. And so you could have like a treadmill that's like a 90-degree corner, and they have to just keep going and going and going. But as they're going up, the treadmill is going down. Or you could just have them go up until they fall, and you could have a way to catch them, like a wire to catch them.
That's a good idea.
What would be the innovation for...
Like the grippy shoes and like... remember that South African runner who had the springy... he didn't have legs, so he had those springy feet things. You could have like a springy type... thing that helps you bounce off the walls and
okay. I'm thinking they can't do grip, because if it's the treadmill's going down and they grip the treadmill, they're gonna be rammed down.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to worry about their feet getting like like on an escalator at the top.
You gotta
lift your feet up, otherwise they get sucked in there. It'd be like that, but his leg would get sucked in. Yeah. But again, yeah, injuries are a goal in a less evil way than it sounds. And then, so another one, tightrope distance contest. So same type of thing. You're running or walking on a tightrope, but they're wheeling it back, so they have to keep going as right. far as they can. So, and then artificial liver drinking contest.
Okay,
I thought that would be fun to watch. It's not as physical as the other events, but because it's an artificial liver, there's human innovation there.
Right.
I wonder if the people who are supposedly the champions of drinking now would still be the champions in like this innovative world. Like the Irish are still killing it, or the Germans are just throwing back beers. Like, I wonder if they would still do that in this type of event.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
They're still holding it down as the champions,
right? If it still worked. If everything played true.
So another event, I don't know if you know what Flugtag is. There was commercials for Red Bull Flugtag a couple years ago.
Planes or something?
They had it in Detroit where people make these homemade flying machines, man-powered flying machines, and none of them work, so they just fall off.
They fall right off in the water. Yeah, it's great.
So that's a good example of one where I said earlier that some of them might not be possible yet.
Right.
So that's one of them that it might not be possible yet, but you make it in the event.
Seeing them fail would be great.
And eventually there'll be some genius who'll come up with a way, that Flugtag machine that actually flies, especially because they'll have Olympic-level athletes with right. steroids and stuff.
So wait, is this powering them? Is this like the Wright brothers? Like, are people still trying to do that?
But there's no engine. There's no motor. It's just them flapping their arms or spinning a bicycle wheel or whatever.
Just crazy people.
And then they go off a cliff into a river.
I don't think it's impossible to develop a human-powered flying machine.
You would think they would go further than they do, but every time I've seen one, they just go flat.
It's ordinary dumb people. But if you make it an Olympic sport, and you've got the Olympic athletes, right, and you've got
people doing it.
You've got top of the line engineers, and you've got the other thing, you got like space age materials, like really light metals and plastics, nanotubes, whatever.
True.
To eventually, they'll get to the point where there'll be some sort of flying apparatus that's human powered. That I want one. So another idea, you could have a underwater endurance, like how long can they hold their breath underwater, or how far can they swim underwater? And that would allow tech innovation and human innovation, because I've heard articles where they can like replace all of the air in your lungs with like a blue liquid, and that liquid you breathe from it. That liquid has like oxygen in it somehow, and that you can breathe like 20-30 minutes without taking a breath of air.
This reminds me.
Shit.
I would love to see that.
That Harry Potter, I don't know which one. I think it may have been Goblet of Fire, the one where he had to swim for a long distance, and he had like ate some gum or something, and he was able to swim underneath the water. This reminds me of that.
I think they have something, some weird chemical that. I think I read one about they want to do it for astronauts too. Like they wouldn't need. If they can not have to breathe for 20-30 minutes, they don't need the oxygen pack. They can just leave the space shuttle, go out, and just hold their breath.
I would not want to be the first one to try that. All right, you're good. Go out there.
And then I'm going to have one more. And then if you guys have any more to add, this last one I think is my favorite one. I call it the team pole vault, and that would allow equipment innovation and human innovation. So if you think about what a pole vault is, you have one guy running towards the base of the pole vault thing, and that base is stationary. And then once the guy puts the end of the pole vault on the ground, and it Once that happens, he gets shot up in the air. But once he's sort of up in the air, there's no energy getting put back in to make him go higher, because he's not running anymore.
Right.
So my idea, instead of having a stationary base to put the pole vault in, basically the goal is to allow the pole vault to be so high, to shoot him up so high that he needs a parachute to get down. So I looked what the world record highest pole vault was. It's 20 feet, 1.73 inches.
That's fucking amazing.
And I looked at what the shortest base jump is, which is a person jumping off of a high place with a parachute. That was 102 feet. So I think I have a way of getting the pole vaulter up to like 60 feet. And basically what you would do, you would have... The pole vaulter would be a really light person, like a midget, like a horse jockey. You're not supposed to say midget, like little person.
A little jockey person, yes. A little jockey person.
So you'd have the base that you put the pole vault in would be on like a wheeled platform, and you would have a whole row of like, I'm thinking of like football linebackers or like the people on the bobsled who have to run really fast. So they're pushing the base one way, and then the people at the other end of the pole vault stick, you have the midget hanging on, the little person. I shouldn't say
the little person
hanging on the pole vault, and he's on a platform, and there's a whole team of linebackers pushing him the other way. And so eventually the pole will collide with the base, because they're both coming at it. Because, first of all, because they're both moving, that's twice as high, I'm guessing, because it's twice as fast. It's colliding twice as fast. But then once the pole collides with the base, the linebackers on the side where the pole touched are still running. So as he's going up, they're still providing energy to push him up even higher. And so between having the extra light person and the row of what?
Go ahead.
Am I too far from the mic?
No. You're fantastic. But I'm a little child, and so I got to take a pee break. But okay. I'm going to step out for a second, if that's okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, just go in the corner.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
So the idea is to launch the pole vaulter up so high that he's not even trying to go over a stick. He's just trying to go as high as he possibly can. And then he's wearing a parachute to come down. And your goal is to get him as high as he can go and not die when he lands.
Right.
And then, yeah, so the lowest base jump was 102 feet. So there would be innovation there. You'd have to maybe come up with a parachute that can deploy quicker, so maybe you can jump from 60 feet instead of 100 feet. So
what's the highest pole vaulter?
It was only 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
So I want him to go like 50, 60 feet.
Okay, yeah.
And then, so you need to raise the pole vaulter and lower the parachuter.
Right.
And I think you can combine
those, and
if not, then they'll just keep landing and
hurting themselves.
Maybe you could have some sort of padding that they would land on.
Yeah, like the, yeah. Like regular pole vaulters.
So that was my idea. I don't know if you guys have any ideas for like innovation events.
Well, Tom, I'm back from my big pee break. And you had this idea, and I was thinking, you were talking about the little people being pole vaulted, and the whole time you were saying that, I was thinking about the event of little people throwing.
Oh, midget tossing, yes, they call it.
So what if we...
So I've created...
I'm trying to be correct.
Right. So
I didn't realize that I created...
He said, no, I'm not making that correct.
So what if we had, like, these super, super strong football lineman people throwing little people, like, javelin style at a great distance?
Yes.
Well...
But then, sure. but then they come down with the parachute type thing.
I don't.
So we throw them really, really far to the point where they have to come down with the parachute. So it's almost like base jumping for the little person.
Maybe if he's on like When I was a kid, I lived near a lake, and then when you're ice skating, if you have like a rope and somebody's spinning you in a circle and a rope, you can get going pretty fast. So if you had a little person holding on to a rope and you had really strong people in the middle pulling him in a circle, eventually maybe he could get going so fast that you could launch him off of a ramp and get him up high enough to require a parachute. I don't know if he would have to be light, though.
Would that be overkill?
But I don't think you could definitely. There's no way you could just throw him that high.
I mean, if we have the innovation to pump these linemen up with some steroids
or
something.
Yeah, some super steroid linebackers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they can happen.
They could throw them.
I didn't realize that I was just reinventing. This is a dignified sport. This is a party, demeaning party, humiliating thing.
Oh, best believe, as soon as we see this on TV, we're going to be trying it in our backyards to see if we can throw our little friends over javelin as far as we can.
No, I think plus the pole vault that's launching the little person up so high that it needs a parachute. You're not going to be able to just buy that at Walmart.
Well, you could buy it at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I suppose dumb people might try like just a ordinary board.
They might.
And then the sticks would be snapping and like shearing people's ears off. And yeah.
What are pole vaulting sticks made out of?
I don't know.
Because they bend very...
I would think some type of bamboo or something. Something real strong, but also bendable.
Really bendable, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm spitballing.
So I think we've got maybe 5-10 minutes. So if we have any ideas for new events for the Innovation Olympics or just a totally different idea, we can keep going. So what current sports do you think would benefit the most from like allowing steroids or allowing high tech in them? Like football, you would allow Tom Brady to have whatever football
pressure he wants.
I've been getting crazy into like MMA. And so like I'm thinking they're already kind of steroid rampant and they're trying to limit it. But if there was a league that you could just allow to do steroids, like Pride, I guess, but like majorly like pushed, I think that people would watch it just as much as they would watch the UFC.
Yeah.
I like that. I would like to see some kind of real life Mortal Kombat or
with the fatalities.
Yeah. Somehow they should innovate to shoot fireballs out of people's hands.
Yo, that would be
crazy.
That's
what I'm doing. I would dig that.
I actually had a weird idea similar to that. Which was one of the things that people want to invent is like drones and like tiny nanobot sized drones. Mm-hmm. And my thought was, well, if you have these tiny drones that are like flying around in the air and they're so small that you can't see them, I'm thinking more like a taser. If you line them all up in a row, you wouldn't be able to see them, but if you had a taser and you tased that line of drones, you might be able to like create a lightning bolt that went like exactly where you wanted it to go.
Right.
It's interesting. I'm trying to think how that would work.
So basically, you'd have to somehow tell those tiny little mosquito-sized drones to all line up in a line. And so they're almost touching. Maybe they even have like little wires that extend out and touch. So you're holding a taser, and then when you turn on the taser, it just the lightning goes down the line. So you'd either have to have like a control to tell it where to go, or it would have to follow a laser sight, or you could have like a mind control thing, like tell them, like, look at this guy, and then so that they know that if you're looking at that person, that's where they're supposed to line up.
Is this like an event for the Olympic, or is this like
that's just for fun?
Some evil guy. Like
that's just for fun. Yeah. But football, so you could have the deflated football, and then my thought, I don't know how good this would be, was they have the football video games, like I'm thinking like old SN Super Nintendo type games where it's a top down view. Right. What if you had like a Google, what if the football players were wearing some sort of glasses that gave them a top down view of the field? Mm. So they would know if somebody's coming behind them.
The That's quarterback would definitely benefit, especially.
He would super benefit from that.
Especially Aaron Rodgers from that last game. Shit, he's taking all of the hits. They pulled it out, though.
Yeah. That would be a great idea because a blindside hit on the quarterback looks ridiculous. It just, like.
It looks like they're just thinking.
Right? Damn, and somebody just knocked their head off. That's a great idea. You should sell that to the NFL.
And then, like, what are some other sports that could benefit from?
Soccer. Somehow.
This isn't a sport idea, but I'm thinking, like, have you ever seen that anime Sword Art online?
Probably some, but
it's like a VR type thing where they kind of plug into this alternate reality. That would be legit crazy if they had that like out today, like something like you can be like, it's like playing Sims, but like going yourself download into the game, and you live in there, and then you can log out and whatever, and you level up and all that shit. The show was crazy. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Like that would be crazy to just be able to live in an alternate reality.
You mean like you wouldn't feel like a game? You'd feel like you would sleep there. You would wake up there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Would you want that? Would you
I like
urinate
of,
there?
I like those type of games. I mean, I might. but would that mean I urinate in real life, just in my bed, just peeing? Like, just like
good.
Sleep peeing? That wouldn't be good.
Well, I think we've sort of run out of steam a little early here. We can end a little early. Well, that was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening. And thanks for coming, guys.
For sure.
You're welcome.